June 19th is a special day for African Americans since it was on that day in 1865 that slaves in Texas found out they were freed. The problem was they'd been freed 2.5 years earlier in 1863 by the Emancipation Proclamation. Now the Juneteenth celebration has moved out of African American communities and into multicultural settings that focus on not only slavery, but oppression and racism. Beryl Middleton is an African-American member of the Eau Claire City Council and sits on a racial diversity task force.
This is one of the largest, one of the least known types of celebrations that will certainly bring people together. And again, our goals are to basically bring people together to communicate and to eradicate and eliminate, you know, those little vestiges of racism and discrimination.
Middleton says the Hmong community is welcome to the Juneteenth festivities. Joby Zhang says it feels good to be included. He's executive director of the Hmong Mutual Association. He remembers many racial incidents in the almost white city in the 80s, but education has helped change that.
It's much, much better, and I'm proud to say that to the Hmong communities and the community at large in Eau Claire here that all the cities that have the same size as Eau Claire probably the best one.
But that doesn't mean racial discrimination has ended. A survey of residents by the city's task force a couple years ago found incidents still occur. Those who attend a Juneteenth event in Madison, Milwaukee, or Eau Claire are likely to enjoy certain foods that are synonymous with Juneteenth, like strawberry soda pop and barbecued food. In Eau Claire, there'll also be some Hmong delicacies. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.